Utkali Kavalari, verse number 31. Padeshinim mukha kuhare vinikshipan jano muhurvana bhuviput karodhyaso pasidatam kshanamaripo pasidatam drisho puraspuratu tadit kanachavi. Like Vritasura, who also felt while he was praying that it may be presumptuous or too bold to ask for the direct service and direct association of Krishna. Also, Rupa Goswami feels that the fortune of being so close to their lordships is highly unlikely. So, therefore, he just asks, Rupa Goswami asks, to have the darshan from the distance. And this is what he says. O my master Shri Krishna, O my mistress of Vrindavan Shri Radhika, I'm sitting here in Vrindavan and I cry out to you again and again and weep. My forefinger is at my mouth. I beseech you, I beg you, if only for a moment you are pleased with me and allow my eyes to behold the sweetness of your forms, which appear like a streak of lightning across a fresh thunder cloud. So from a distance we may see a thunderstorm and see in the far distance a yellowish brilliant lightning coming from the blue cloud. So in the same way I wish to see you. So Rupa Goswami is saying, I have a request. I'm crying constantly here in the forest of Vrindavan. Please be merciful to me and let your sweet forms that shine like a streak of lightning in a dark rain cloud manifest just once before my eyes. Just once. A kshana. Kshana means a very small moment. And he is very, very eager. He places his forefinger in the hole of his mouth, which is a gesture of keenness, a real keen beggar, it means eager beggar, will make this. It is also a sign, like a calf has in its mouth the I don't know how it is called, the nipple from the udder, perhaps it's not like this, but the teat it's called, from the udder of the mother. So the devotee has this utmost sign of humility, because you can get something in Vrindavan only when you are humble, and it takes Krishna some time to pulverize our ego. Perhaps you have seen this, no? Sometimes we feel sad in Vrindavan because we feel Krishna is working in it in my heart and I don't really know what I should change and what's the problem, but we know there's some work done. So the work is always the same. Krishna doesn't like his devotees to be in ahamamiti, material consciousness, and therefore he helps them. So he wants darshan, a direct darshan. This, of course, brings a question to us. We have heard we should not try to see Krishna or even want to see Krishna. We should act in such a way that Krishna wants to see us. Have you heard this? You have heard this also? So we are not encouraged to have a direct, to want a direct darshan. But at the same time, Rupa Goswami is begging for this direct darshan. So the question is here, so what now? Prabhupada speaks about this direct darshan in the first canto, second chapter, text 21 in the purport. He says, as soon as the Krishna sun is arisen within the heart, the darkness of material speculation is at once cleared off. So we don't think, is Krishna like this or like that? In Krishna, when we have a direct experience of the sun, Krishna's sun, it's compared with the sunrise, we are sure. At that time, one sees his master and fully engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Jiva Goswami astonishingly says the desire to have Krishna's darshan is the necessary qualification for having the darshan of Krishna. And he uses the example of Narada Muni. Once Narada Muni in his meditation saw Krishna in the heart, appearing in the heart, and afterwards he wanted to see Krishna again. He was very eager. He jumped up, and so on. And then he heard how Krishna told him, I regret, sorry, that during this lifetime you will not see me again, but I have appeared to you once so that you have an eagerness to see me again. And this eagerness will wipe away the remaining material contamination. And is the root from which the darshan grows. Do you get it? If you are not eager to see Krishna, if there is not this eagerness in you, this lolyam it's also called, at that time your material contamination will stay. But if you see, if you want to see Krishna, you will say, okay, I'm so far, but I have this impossible desire, and I will do my best to become free from my disqualifications. When you have a high goal, you will improve. If you have no goal, you will let the thing stay as it is. Now, there are two ways of having Krishna's darshan. One is for the sadhaka, and one is for the realize. So the sadhaka will be able to see him for a moment in the heart. Perhaps you sometimes were before the deity and you closed your eyes, and for a moment you saw Krishna very briefly, or a picture or an image, and so on. That's for the sadhaka. For the siddha, the perfected soul, he sees Krishna with his eyes, with a spiritual vision. These are the two ways. Narada Muni, taking the role of the sataka, will say, the Lord appears on the lotus of the heart as if called for when I chant his holy name. Now the Brihat Bhagavatam puts a question, what do you think is better? seeing Krishna in the meditation in the heart, or seeing Krishna with your spiritually purified senses. Now the sages on Satyaloka see him in meditation in the heart. That's one form. The other, the Vishnu Dutas in Vaikuntha, they say, we see Krishna directly, you know, in the Sinarayan, with the Premanjana. So the, according to their perspective, seeing them die is better. But I think we all are in a situation where we see a lot of Maya in our heart, so we would be just be happy to see Krishna from time to time, or have remember Krishna, or so. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita says, and this is the conclusion to our question, by all methods of spiritual discipline, seeing the Lord in person is the true reward to be attained. That alone destroys illusion down to the root, so that pure love of God may flourish. Illusion is not sometimes what we think about it. It's avidya, means we don't see Krishna, ourselves and Krishna. It's a very big problem. But when Krishna, like the sun, appears in the heart, then the darkness of material illusion is at once cleared off. The result is the knot in the heart is pierced and all illusions are cut to pieces. Karma is finished and I see the Lord. Now it's important, this darshana, seeing Krishna. And here we come to Prabhupada, who said, don't try to see Krishna. Try to act in such a way that Krishna sees you. This cannot be had due to your own efforts. Therefore, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way, means purify your heart, no? And do seva, that Krishna wants to see you. In the Mahabharata, there is an interesting discussion. I don't know who says this, but I know the verse. Nasakya satvaya drashtum asmabhiva brihaspate yasya prasaram kurute savai tam drashtum ahati. Perhaps he's a disciple of Brihaspati, says this darshan cannot, O Brihaspati, it is not possible for you or me to see Krishna. He can be seen only by someone to whom he gives his mercy. No? That is so Prabhupada's statement, which he repeats, I think it's from Bhaktisiddhanta, is Saraswati Thakur is the correct statement. All right, so now we have heard all this. Rupa Goswami prays humbly that from a far, far distant place he may see beautiful thoughts, huh? Yes. Shri Shri Radha Kanaya Lal. Jay, 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 Jay